Are you ready to go higher in the Lord? Well, hello and welcome to A New Level Awaits You. I am your host, Lois Fewelling. We all desire spiritual growth, but do not always know where to begin. On A New Level Awaits You, we provide steps to guide you into your divine assignment and reach greater levels of greatness in the Lord. New levels include receiving dreams and visions, more intimacy on a daily basis, deeper levels of understanding the Word of God and His prophetic Word, and experiencing God encounters that will change your life. So get ready to go from glory to glory, for new levels await. Well, welcome everyone to A New Level Awaits You. And as you know, I've been talking about lifting limitations. And so today we're going to focus on that same theme, but we're going to be talking about when our vision gets cloudy. What happens when we have no vision? You know that we all were born to achieve something and something significant. And we were all designed to make a difference, in our generation. In fact, our lives was designed to fulfill a purpose that a generation needs. Your generation needs something from you. Now, I thought about that a lot because that's a big statement. And very few of us really entertain this. And most of us don't even know what we want to be when we grow up. Have you gone through that? I know I have. I've changed several times, different ideas about what I want to do. And here I am. I'm older now. And still, I'm in this place that I just feel like, what is my purpose now? My life is transitioning. What's my purpose now? So this message is really for the young, whether you're trying to figure out, you know, what's my purpose? What do I want to do for my life? Do I have any real vision for what's ahead of me? And then also for any of us within those age levels that may be trying to figure out, what is my purpose? Too often I hear people say, I really don't have a purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. And the majority of us really struggle with this. It's struggling to grasp that thought that, you know what? We were created to achieve something significant. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever even entertained that? That maybe there's something inside of you, that you've got this great big purpose inside of you, but yet you can't seem to quite tap into it. And what I have discovered sometimes in my own life and in the lives of others too, is that most of us are small thinkers. We lack vision. We really lack that dream, that vision, that purpose. And some of us, though, on the other hand, have such elaborate plans, and we excitedly run out. I've done this too myself, to fulfill those dreams, only to find so many roadblocks that come up in front of me and kind of slow me down, or slow us down, or stop us short from fulfilling the very dreams that we have. It's sad, in my opinion. And as I get older, then I think, okay, Lord, I know there's just something inside of me. There's purpose. There's purpose here. But I want to help you today to overcome those limitations of no vision or little vision or so forth. But I heard this statement, and it just resonated with me. It says, your future is not ahead of you. It lies within you. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute, because I have thought of that quite often. And I'm thinking about it even right now. My future, we're always seeing our future as ahead of us. It's something that we got to go to. But have you ever thought about that future, your purpose, your vision, your dream, it lies within you. Now, here's what vision is. It's the ability to see beyond what your physical eyes can see. It looks past what is, but what can be. You see, vision is placed inside of you by God. He's the one who gives us purpose.
He's the one who gives us a passion for the greater things so that it can, all things can be possible, or anything can become possible, right? And then he also gives us the how to bring it into reality. But when we are limited in looking, and we can't even think beyond our own physical eyes, we're limited in our vision. Our vision becomes cloudy. It's like we can't see through to where beyond with what we're seeing right here, beyond our living circumstances, beyond what our career is for the time being, beyond our capabilities and what's inside of us, our talents, our goals, maybe. It limits us in imagining all that we can become, accomplish, and limits our purpose for living life, I think, to the fullest. So if your future is not ahead of you, but lies within you, our vision, our purpose is a function of our hearts. You see, this all taps into our belief system. So there's some questions we have to ask ourselves. What do I believe about myself? And why don't I believe I have a vision? Why can't I see my purpose? Why have I settled for so much less than my heart desires? Because I believe inside of us, we're all dreamers to some point. I think there's stuff inside of us and we think we want to do this or that or have this goal or that goal. And yet, why is it that we settle for so much less? Another question is, why do I have this great vision, but I feel so stuck? I feel confused. I feel like I'm unsure how to begin even stepping into it. You know, I can identify with these questions. I've been there. And I've learned some things about myself. In fact, in this transition that I'm going through right now, and many of us are going through transitions, no matter what age we are, whether we're a teenager and we've got to look to the future, or whether we're an adult and we're looking at different things, we say, why have we abandoned the very vision, that dream that has been inside of us? I think discouragement is one reason we get disillusioned. I think maybe we've had some failures. I feel like I've had some failures around some things in my life. Or maybe I'm just frustrated overall. I'm frustrated with a whole bunch of stuff coming in and distracting me and hindering me. Well, vision determines our destiny. And so when we can see maybe what is possible out there, and when we begin believing that it can come to pass, you know, it makes us capable of taking some risk. It makes us capable of maybe doing something impossible that we never thought we could ever do. Maybe that impossible that we want to go after, it's been kind of hindering because people say that we can't. I've seen that before. I've experienced that. Or maybe we've had some things said to us like, oh, you can't do that. You're not very good at that. Or you don't have the finances for that. And then they start asking you all these questions and they put doubt inside of you. But I want to ask you, why don't we begin defying the odds of what people say, even the odds of what we believe? See, we can begin to look further, but it begins first by looking within ourselves. That's what that whole thing is, because your future lies within you. Doesn't matter what you've done in your past. Doesn't matter how old or young we are. You know, it doesn't matter what other people have said about our capabilities or limitations. It's all about making some adjustments and refocusing on the vision inside of us. We must begin looking further than our eyes can see. I've had to do this. God gave me several times various visions and has asked me to do specific things. And each time it wasn't in my physical range. It wasn't in the natural environment. So I had to begin looking further out and say, God, if you want me to do this, then Lord, you need to help me with this. You need to help me, maybe show me things. Show me how to do things. Teach me. Give me the finances, Lord. Give me beginning steps anyway. Well, Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. I like this other translate. Some others, ones, one of them says, where there's no vision, the people just run wild. Oh, wow, do we see that, huh? Or where there is no vision, they go astray. I see this happening for many of us today. And I also say that we need vision. We need purpose. Without it, we become hopeless. And we don't want to live in this hopeless state, because this is where many of us are going, because we don't have the vision inside of us. We don't see ourselves for who we truly are, all that there is. So Miles Moreau, in his book, The Power of Vision, tells us about what vision can do for you. So I want you to think about, what is your vision for your life? And like I said, I don't care how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. I don't know what you're doing right now or what you have done, how many failures you've had. I want you to think about, dig down in deep and say, what has been my vision that I've misplaced? Because vision sets you free from limitations, and it provides a deeper passion for what your heart feels. Sometimes I didn't even know what my passion was until the Lord started to show me. And now I get excited around certain things. It's just amazing to me. Something that's never been in my frame of mind, my physical eyesight before, but now I see it. Now I can see beyond that. Vision makes suffering and disappointment bearable. Now that's a truth, because I've been through a lot of that. I've been through a lot of disappointment, as many of you have. And I know many of you have gone through much suffering. It makes it bearable because we're always got that to look forward to. Vision creates hope in the midst of despair. Vision inspires the depressed and motivates the discouraged. See, aren't you getting excited even right now when you think about vision, about some things that you could do and the excitement that's starting to well up inside of you? Vision is the foundation of courage and the fuel of persistence. And vision itself has the nature of destroying barriers, because he has the ability to look beyond the barriers. The capacity to dream is the ability to keep living. And to have a purpose is to discover hope. To hope is to dream. To dream is to cultivate a vision. And to possess a vision is to have faith. And to have faith is to have a reason to be alive. That's a quote from Miles Moreau. And I agree with this. We have to begin dreaming again. We have to have this purpose and this cultivate this vision. Because when we do, then we have faith, and we have faith for the reason to live, but we have faith for the impossible. So don't allow a false perception of who you are to limit your ability to dream. We can either stay in our lack, our poverty mindsets, or we can choose to dream big. I remember meeting one of my relatives a few years back that had the same last name of somebody in my family. And when I mentioned that I, too, was related to those with that name, he kind of made some comments that kind of shocked me. It was obvious that his belief around his name, or this particular name, was one of lack, because he kind of indicated to me that, you know what, we're still living in poverty. A lot of us didn't amount to much. We haven't been all that successful. Do you hear it? Do you hear the talk? Little vision, little ability to hope for the greater things. And this lack of hope came through every word that he was saying. He was limited because he had no true vision for himself or for his children who were with him when I met this man. We must have vision for more. I think about my father. He was limited by an eighth grade education, yet he was extremely gifted and he was talented mechanically. He made quite a reputation for himself in our community because of his ability to see himself for who he was, regardless of his education status. See, he had a vision for himself, but he also had a vision for his children. But he had a determination to bring reality for all of us. I don't know how many times he kept on voicing to me and to the most of us in the family that, you know, we needed to be educated. We need to go on to college. We needed to be productive in our lives. He instilled in us so many strong work ethics. And, you know, out of the 10 children, 6 of us did go on and receive college degrees. And the other 4, well, they were productive. One had a business, the other ones had careers. And I want to tell you that it was because he had a vision and he put that vision out. He voiced it out to every single one of us. The power of vision gives us a reason to live beyond our present state. So I want to ask you, what do you see? What do you see? Are you only seeing through a lens of poverty and lack? Or are you actually seeing through how God sees you, your true identity, the gifts and the talents that are deep, way down inside of you that you never thought would ever come to fruition? That is there. It's there. You know, when I look at Jeremiah, and in Jeremiah, there's a scripture here I want to share with you. Jeremiah 1, actually, he said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you as a prophet to the nations." And yet, what did Jeremiah, how did he respond? He responds similar to what I think I have or many of you have. He goes, oh, Lord God, behold, I can't speak. I'm just a youth. Yeah. And the Lord said to him, do not say that. And I'm telling you today, do not say those things that have been in your head about who you are and what you're capable of doing. Because this is what God said to Jeremiah. For you shall go to all whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you. And then Jeremiah tells us, he put forth his hand, he touched Jeremiah's mouth, and the Lord said to him, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set this day over the nations, you, over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Here's a lot of purpose in this. And I want to call forth today those of you who have been sitting back and saying, I don't have a vision, I don't have a purpose. But I want to say to you, this is a word that is coming forth to you today. See, I have set this you. Sorry, I'm going to say that again. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms. Here's your purpose. Some of you are going to be rooting out things. Some of you are going to be pulling down strongholds and removing bondages off of people and helping them, encourage them to move forward. Some of you are actually going to destroy some of the bad stuff that is going on in the world around us and in your life. And you're going to throw that down, and then you're going to start building and you're going to start planting. I believe it's time that we do this for our own lives first, that we start digging down in deep and saying, what's in there that's preventing me to see beyond my natural eyes? We want to root that out. We want to throw it away. We want to pull it out. We want to destroy those that kind of thinking. And we want to put in the truth inside of us to plant and build up. You may be a builder. A builder of people, you may be a builder of all kinds of different things throughout this nation, but you can be a builder. You can plant things and see them grow. And I'm not talking about vegetables and things like that. I'm talking about businesses and imaginations of creativity ideas. You can do these things. And then he asked Jeremiah a question. He said, what do you see, Jeremiah? And Jeremiah says to him, I see the branch of an almond tree. And the Lord said, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. God is watching us. He's saying to us, come and build, plant and build with me. Come and speak up. I want you to be able to see things in your own life. So I'm going to ask you again, what are you seeing? Because what's that vision? What's that dream? What's that hope? And then what I want you to do is, first of all, destroy all of those thoughts that are hindering you, all the limitations, all the cloudiness in that vision, and then start picking it up and go for it. Sometimes we have to take risk. We need to step forward and take some risks. Sometimes we really, truly have to just expect and receive the impossible things that God has for us. He's watching it. So what's our response going to be today? What's our response? We have to look back at things again. And I want to just remind you of a scripture, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 23 through 31. It says, brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards, nor many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things and the things that were not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, our holiness, our redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. And I want to boast before I close this out today in the Lord for the great things that he has done through me, for the wisdom that he has poured into me, for his counsel and the might and the voice and all that he has done in my life. I want to boast in him. It is only through him that I have ever been able to accomplish anything. And to be able to do what the Lord has called me to do. I was able to see beyond my natural eyes. I was able to go forth and look in and dream and have visions. And I'm praying that you will do the same today, that you will start having a vision for yourself and seeking the Lord and step into it with all that you have, because He is with you. He is there for you. So humble yourself before the Lord. You may not be considered much. You may not be considered wise or influential or noble. You may even be considered a little bit foolish, but God says He chooses the foolish things of the world, doesn't He? So let's go forth. Let's go forth and be mighty people in God, because He has that available for us. So, Lord, I thank You that You are right now speaking into the very hearts of people, and that You're drawing forth their passions, and You're bringing those passions forth in a mighty way. And I thank You, Jesus, that even as that passion comes forth, that fire begins burning and it goes into the mind and it destroys and roots out all of the old thinking, and they can step into becoming that new creature in You who dreams for it all. And I thank You, Jesus, in Your precious name. Amen.
I want to thank you for watching and joining me on this journey as we go higher. Expect to grow, expand your territory, and enter into new levels of intimacy with the Lord. Check out my website at loisfewelling.com for books, online courses, podcasts, and other resources to help you soar in the Lord. Are you interested in increasing your confidence, being able to speak assertively, subdue your fears, manage life situations effectively, and overcome rejection or betrayal so that you can tenaciously stand back up again? Then you must sign up for a free strategy session so we can design a plan specifically for you. I now offer one-on-one coaching sessions with group sessions coming soon. My heart is to equip and make disciples and advance them into living a life more abundantly. Yes, my website is loisfewelling.com. Check it out, and I hope to be talking to you soon.